Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros.
Go on then.
It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking
Ready?
About their lives, from the highs to the
Ready?
Lows.
Hi.
And the name of the title
to
goes
the Sloppy, oh,
the Sloppy Joes.
Hello and welcome to the Sloppy Joes podcast. My name is Joe. That is Joe McGrath.
Hello!
How are you?
I'm very good, mate.
Looking dashing in purple today.
Well, I loved it so much the other day, I've decided to stick it on again.
Wear it again.
Did you used to do anything like... Do you know when school on a Friday, you used to get like golden hour?
What?
Never heard of this? Like
golden
on Friday.
Shower?
No, you never got a golden shower in... Not my school, anyway. Probably Ethan's.
What's golden hour?
You used to work up to it every week. And if you were really good, you used to just get, like, extra playtime.
For an hour?
Yeah, what do you mean? Yeah, called golden hour. What?
What's it's golden a long hour? Extra playtime, isn't it?
Yeah. You never did it? Or were you not good enough?
No, we didn't have a school that was so frivolous with its time. We were very, very strict. We were learning for that full hour. We didn't have any playtime.
What about you, Ethan?
It rings a bell. Hello, everyone. It rings a bell, but...
Was that the bell for the start of golden hour, by any chance?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it... Maybe I'd like a golden half an hour or something.
Why are
something.
You holding that banana?
You got a banana in your hand.
I don't know why I'm holding the banana.
Your listeners, you fucking banana.
Is this some sort of avant-garde, kind of out there, wacky performance art where you do the whole thing with a banana in your hand and pretend that we don't notice?
I wasn't even planning on eating it. I just had...
Why are we eating a half? How much could you stick fully in your mouth now?
Let me try.
How do you eat a banana? How do you peel a banana?
I peel it from here.
No, yeah, the best way.
Embarrassing.
Right, go then. Have a go.
That's the bottom for the audience.
How many inches? Four? I go 4 inches, you get it in.
So
do you want me to unpeel it?
Yeah. Unpeel it.
No, eat it with the fucking skin on.
For the audio listeners, Ethan's unpeeling his banana. The right way round.
No, the wrong way around.
The right way round.
It's embarrassing that you do that.
No, it's not embarrassing. Look how perfect it is. Yeah. Good, like well done, like Ethan. Oh my God. It's very suggestive. That bit that you've unpeeled now, oh no, he's gone a bit further. If you can get all that in, that'd be great. What?
What do you mean that'd be great?
Just
like doing some sort of photo shoot.
All in one go?
Yeah.
I just thought this could be maybe sexualized a little bit.
No, I don't see that. I don't see that.
All right, I'll...
Put it in slow-mo, it might be. Wow. How is it, Ethan?
I hated that. And that was also barely any banana.
I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
No, that was more than half the banana.
Yeah, sure.
If it was more than half the banana, then do the second half in one bite.
You see, so here's the skin. You can see how long.
What are we talking about today, Joe?
Well, it's one of the biggest news stories of the day, combined with a little bit of an agony bant.
We feel physically sick, that.
Why?
Just didn't like him doing that.
Would you, if... Yeah, if you were put like your body, you were saying like, right, you're gonna die unless you do like a sexual act.
Yeah,
would you give it a good go?
Of course.
Do you think you'd be good at it?
Yeah.
How good?
Spectacular.
Minutes lasting between 1 to 10, or do you think you'll need longer than that?
Seconds, man.
You'd do it in seconds.
Don't you think you would though?
Oh, mate, I'd be world champion.
World champion, like. Giving up sexual favours, sorry, for survival.
Right. What's your story for today, John?
Why do I always go first?
I'll go first.
No, I want to go first. No, you go first.
Right, here we go. Mum anger at McDonald's after being given McSpicy burger with bite taken out.
What?
Yeah. A mum was hit out after her daughter was given a burger with a bite taken out of it at McDonald's.
Okay, it's just for repeating the same fucking line. Oh, wow. So we're watching, seeing an image of an actual big bite of burger.
What do you think to that, Ethan?
Well, you see, I had the McSpicy burger and it's not that good, so I don't know why someone would do that.
You don't know why someone would bite it?
Right. What were you talking about there?
I just wouldn't... Honestly, it's a bit overrated. I don't know why you just, if you're working there, have a little bite out of it because you want it that much, because I didn't get that much cravings for it and I love spicy things.
Do you think that someone handed their McSpicy back in, so they didn't really want it, and then they just give it back out again?
Took it straight out of the bag and just handed it straight out without checking.
Have you ever been
I think that's
on
exactly
the
what happened.
Have you ever been on the receiving end of one of these miscommunications, these malfunctions, these big chains giving you little reward.
Why are you saying that? This is like, because my, here at Radio X, we are doing our big chain reward scheme.
My mate Andy used to always buy 3 chicken selects and then go up and say, oh, sorry, it's supposed to be 5 in here. Every time we get 5.
Really?
Because you don't want the aggro.
What is the price difference?
About 2-3 quid.
Oh, he's living it
up. 2 quid in it. 2 quid probably. So he used to save 2 quid. Only I used to go once a week and 100 quid a year he saved. Mad that, innit, when you think of it.
It's amazing.
Yeah. He also once asked in KFC for the chicken gooch, but he meant a chicken goujons, and we got a piece of the chicken I've never seen before. And I've never seen since. How was that? So if you want a diff, like a, it's like a secret menu. He unlocked the chicken gooch, which is a crazy thing to think about, isn't it? Like, wonder where the gooch is. And it was,
chickens don't have a gooch.
They fucking do.
They don't. They've only got one hole.
It's a bird.
They've got 2 holes.
No.
The mouth's a hole and their arse hole.
Yeah, but the vagina, arse, piss, like sex, poo is all one hole on a chicken. So the gooch would be between. But chickens have it. A piece of chicken I've never seen before or since. The reason I brought this story to you, Joe.
You hungry?
No, because on Thursday, I spent 24 hours in McDonald's.
Of course!
On Friday, actually. Not
what were some of your biggest learning curves of that?
Oh, there was a lot of curves around the edge of a chicken nugget. So basically, for anyone who doesn't know, I lost last season's Joe vs. Joe quiz.
Yes.
And as my punishment, I have to spend 24 hours in McDonald's, knocking off time for every item that I eat. Basically, I was trying to eat myself free.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got there 7 a.m. on Friday morning.
Yeah.
And basically just went about it. Ash, the PT, was, beside himself the whole day.
Ash.
And I'm not going to spoil how long I was in there for, but it was certainly a substantial amount of time. You came to visit me. Ethan didn't.
Ethan, where were you?
I didn't really know that this was going on.
Yes, you did. I told
Ethan,
you.
Ethan, I tell
day
you
before,
what, we
in
need
the group
a meeting
chat.
About you just ignoring messages. And then just pretending that you weren't part of the group chat. It was so obvious to not just Joe and me, also intern Will as well, wish you good luck.
Yeah.
You know, because he reads. And it was happening on Friday. What did you think was happening on Friday, Ethan?
Oh, I was just at work, pottering about.
You went to Foodie Friday straight after?
Yeah, you couldn't go
see
Joe.
You had to go past the McDonald's I was in to get to Foodie Friday.
Would have I really?
Yeah. Pretty tight, I think.
Oh, well, I should have popped in.
Anyway, that's all been filmed, and that is going out to patrons exclusively.
It is,
so
indeed.
That's going to be going out in a
Did you get any funny looks?
Yes, actually. As soon as we got there, I don't want to give too much away because the full video will be exclusive to patrons. Go to patreon.com/sloppyjoespodcast. There's a bloke who works for McDonald's maintenance.
Yeah.
Who, before I even got in, went, good result last night, that won it.
Oh,
and I thought,
here we
fuck.
Go.
Fuck. So we recognised from Stretford Paddock, and I thought, this guy's going to think I'm an absolute nutter. Turned up for McDonald's for 24 hours. I'm here at the start of 2 of his shifts, Joe.
What? Oh, yeah, shit. Fucking hell.
So that was something I had to contend with. A lot of kids give me weird looks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why is he?
Because I was sort of
here?
Losing my mind by the end. At first, I thought it was the best day of my life.
Yeah.
I'd had a couple of hash browns, I'd had a breakfast.
I popped in for a breakfast, didn't I?
Came in for breakfast.
Loved it.
Me and my dad.
Yeah, your dad was there.
But by the end of the day, it was dirty work. I was just troughing and scoffing for everything I had.
What I don't want to give it, don't give away what the last thing was, but what was the last, when you ate the last thing, what was that like?
It was a single bite of a McSpicy burger. I put it back in the box. Whatever happened after that, we'll never know.
You never know.
Well, that's coming into our Patreon very, very soon. So make sure you check out patreon.com/sloppyjoespodcast. Link in the description. Come check us out. Loads of extra stuff goes out on there as well.
Ethan, have you got an agony bands for us?
Oh, well, it's funny that you asked that question, Drew, because very coincidentally, I have got an agony bands here.
Nice.
And this one, let me just see if it's anonymous.
Excuse me? If it's what?
Anonymous.
Anonymous. Anonymous.
Um, So it doesn't say, but I'll just
could have finished it off, Ethan.
I'll just say his name anyway. James has messaged us.
Okay, that's a pretty good name, isn't it? Yeah.
James, he says, "Hey, Drews and Ethan in brackets. Love the show. My girlfriend has recently moved in and it's going well. However, we have always made a conscious effort to be polite in regards to flatulence, okay, and we don't tend to ever fart or poo in front of each other." Right?
Yeah.
He then says, "This means that when one of us accidentally does let rip,
oh dear,
that we are extremely embarrassed. More recently, I've been cooking the tea because she's a vegan. I tend to cook a lot of beans, legumes, that can lead to flatulence, and veg. This unfortunately means that later in the evening, I begin to get the feeling that I'm going to trump because of the arrangement.
The thunder from down under, is that what it's called? Yeah.
And because of the arrangement, I can't without leaving the room. I'm sick of getting up all the time."
When you say "can't without leaving the room," do you mean the fart sort of propels him out the door?
I can only assume that that's the arrangement. Maybe the arrangement means like they've only got one room.
What?
Yeah, like the house on the grandparents living in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
All just in one bed.
yeah, exactly. Exactly. I was going to say a story there, but
so tell us the story.
Well, I once had a friend who, a girl I was seeing, talking to, sorry, just a friend. And
I have no idea who this person is now. Your friend, sorry, or is your girl you've been talking to?
No, just a friend, like we're close friends, sorry.
Talking to her in a sexy way?
Why did you say it was a girl that you were seeing?
I tried to make it more understandable for the viewer, but then I thought, oh, let's just keep it honest.
Did you fancy it?
Oh, no. So anyway, I went round to her house and when I went in the living room, the granddad had a bed in there and was sleeping in there. It reminded me of Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. And he took the piss out of me quite a lot. And I had my inhaler. He went, "Hey," he said, "you got a fucking inhaler." I said, "Well, mine's fucking ran out. Give me yours." And I went, "I'm not giving you my inhaler." He went, "Fucking give us your inhaler." And I went, "All right, yeah, yeah." And he went, "Aye, mine's run out, so I'll be having yours now." And then he went, "I'm only kidding, son. Here's your inhaler back." And then I was like, "Oh, thank you very much." And yeah, he was... he had his bed in the living room.
Is he still with us?
He's not, sadly, I don't think. But,
what would you have done?
He died of an asthma attack that evening.
He put that inhaler down, on his pants.
What?
Gave it a bit of a rub. Ch-ch. Gave it your back. Hour of need, if you were having an attack, would you have taken a bit of
Can
it?
Can I just add something further to that? Not only does he rub it down his pants, but what he does is he holds it down, so he's essentially opening the valve, and while it's still held down, he farts into it so that the actual canister itself has become infused with his sort of, butt work, if you will.
We'll get back to the story now. So basically, when we went at that time, we were talking about the arrangement. So basically, they don't like being in the same room as each other when they're doing this, like, trumping and all that. He then says, "I'm sick of getting up all the time and asking me what I'm doing. The alternative is for me to blow it in pain or fart in my sleep," in brackets, which didn't work because she woke up one night and nearly threw up on me.
Oh dear.
Lovely.
Is this you?
This might be me. You know, I've spoken about this before, and I mean, Lizzie have got a sort of agreement that I have to go out of the room to fart.
Yeah.
Because and for most people, they'd be fine, but my farts genuinely smell horrendous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she'll come in sometimes. She wakes up before work before me. We both leave at the same time, but she takes a bit longer to get ready. So she'll wake up half an hour before me. She'll come back in to get some socks or whatever. And genuinely, I've heard her heaving at the bottom of the bed before.
Oh god, that is awful.
They have to open the windows and stuff, and it's really embarrassing.
And it's freezing as well.
Freezing, and it just stinks of ice cold shit in there.
Oh god,
yeah.
Ice cold shit.
No way, your farts aren't horrendous.
My farts are fine.
Do you fart in front of Becky?
A little trump now and again.
We
have a little joke in the house where if someone trumps, the other person says, "What'd you say?" Bit of a laugh. Sometimes Becky's just having full on conversations with herself. Bomb out that. What do you say, Ethan?
So basically, Joe, he basically continues and said he's sick of this. and sorry, I broke down there.
Have you fired in front of Manisha?
Genuinely, I don't think I have.
Really? See, the problem is they've set too good a standard. And this is the issue that I've had as well, where because we started off not fighting in front of each other, how do we then jump that fence? Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I can't just all of a sudden be a rip-roaring booty master. Do you know what I mean? I've got to stick to the standard
stage name. The rip-roaring booty master.
But you know what I mean? I've got to stick with that now, and I think you've got to do the same. And unfortunately, you might not like that, but if you want this relationship to work, you've got to keep it quiet down south. But tape that bitch up if you have to.
Tape that bitch up. You gotta just pump away, aren't you?
Mm. Yours sounds like a little sort of.
Yeah, like a good clay pigeon shooting.
Yeah. Boom. A little potato gun. You fire a little into the air, don't you? So do you just fight in front of each other?
No, we don't go like, listen to this and lift your leg up, but now and again, one might slip out. Oh, God, sorry about that. Sometimes you can blame the dog as well. Yeah. He's farted. Oh, his bucky stinks.
Dog shit my pants again.
Sometimes Buck, if he'd the dog.
Oh, the dog's going to fart.
I'm
the dog's followed through into
my pants.
I'm proud,
by the way, that we're in March and I've not had any accidents yet.
I'm proud, but I'm also upset. I want you to shit for everything that you've got into those pants.
Because
right
I've been
now.
Eating well.
On like our 100th stuff. Episode special, will you shit yourself live on air?
Yes. Will you clean it up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Sorry to interrupt. Obviously, this is an agony bounce, and I didn't bring it here to laugh and mock at James and to create personal stories about our own lives that we could possibly relate to. The reason
I
brought it up
was... swipe at you in a minute, Ethan.
The reason I brought it up, Drew, was to give him some advice.
Well, the advice is, you fucked it. Unfortunately, unless you now declare a medical condition, which you could do...
You could do.
We could forge a letter saying that you've got some sort of IBS work. Unless you do that, you've got to hold it in. You've set a standard that if you fall back on now, that then leads to the whole relationship falling down.
Yeah.
Because if you show this person that you don't care about as much as you used to, where do we go from there?
Or you could collect them. Sorry. You could get a little jar close to you. So every now and again, you could just put it in like that.
Or like...
And just post that jar somewhere.
Get like a plastic wallet, you know, that you put papers in. And sort of tape the edge of that round your bum.
Yes.
And then once it's fully inflated, hold it like that, like a crisp bag, and...
Yes.
Just burst it in the face and then say,
I know what you do. Right, so you get that bag as filled up as possible.
So full.
You wait to a family party, you pretend it's helium, you give it to your uncle.
That'll fucking change your voice, let me tell you. Fart into a balloon until it's full and then say, helium anyone? Thank you very much for joining us. This has been the
Sloppy Joes. We've got a couple of minutes.
We've got enough time.
We have. It's 5:30. We've got 5 minutes. Right, I've got to talk. My final subject today is all about Newcastle United's biggest fan and icon to many Newcastle United fans.
What's her?
Are you a Newcastle United fan?
Oh, yeah.
It's coming under a little bit of fire. Matt Hancock, Tory MP, big Newcastle fan.
Big Newcastle fan.
Apparently
he's
so.
He's a hero to you, Geordies, isn't he?
No, definitely not, Joseph.
Get this. Before the game that Ethan James and Newcastle sadly lost, Matt Hancock took to TikTok, sounds weird, and put up a video of him in a Newcastle top saying good luck to the boys. It's been so long since we've been in the final. Why I, man.
Right.
People have been quick to actually analyse the Newcastle top he's wearing, and they can see actually it's signed. How bizarre. Get this. In the early stages of 2020, when the pandemic just started, Matt Hancock auctioned off a signed Newcastle top for the NHS, raising a lot of money, and then, you know, subsequently being a good guy. He's wearing that top in this video. Everyone's like, what the fuck?
So he's wearing a top that he had supposedly
sold off to charity, yeah?
3 years ago.
Yes. And then everyone's gone mad for it on Twitter. What are you doing? You can't wear that. Was it a fake in the first place? Did you really raise any money for the NHS? Blah, 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 blah. It was a whole story fake. What, blah, blah, blah. Speaking to LBC, a spokesman for Matt explained that Matt put his signed Newcastle football shirt up for sale as part of Chris Evans' NHS charity appeal to raise money for Scrubs.
But TV show. What, get Series 9 back on the ground?
But the person who bought it kindly gave Matt's beloved shirt back to him as a gift.
Did they?
It stinks of Newcastle corruption.
What do you make of that, Ethan? Someone, one of your very own there, Matt Hancock.
No, he's not one of
someone that you've long since admired.
I don't love him. He's not one of our very own. He's just a bit of a worm, isn't he?
He is a bit of a worm, actually.
I imagine the health secretary, the man who's in charge of funding the NHS through, like, you know, the governments and
the official means
raising money for them on a Chris Evans talk show.
It shows the pathetic sort of vacuous, fake layer to the entire government, doesn't it? That instead of just actually, how about we restructure and do our jobs properly and give maybe billions more to the NHS? What I'll do is I'll try and make myself look like a good guy by raising 80 quid by selling my own shirt. Your job could literally give billions to the NHS, and instead you're trying to look good by giving a couple hundred quid and then not even giving it to them.
How much, Ethan, would it take for you to wear a Newcastle top with Hancock on the back?
Signed by Hancock himself.
Well, it's Hancock. Just me and Joe writing. Not bad.
For money?
Yeah.
All I have to do is wear it.
Yeah. You have to wear it for the next year.
For the next year?
Yeah, it says Matt Hancock's number one fan on the back.
Oh, well, this
is... I'm to it now.
Yeah, well, it needs to be hard.
It is hard.
Get washed in that.
Yeah, you can wash it.
I'll just wear a jumper and that one over it.
So what's the point in having it then?
Okay,
well, it's for the money.
Yeah.
I'll do it for 20 grand, please.
Oh, lovely. Well, now we can leave it. That was a good story there.
That was great.
Hey, listen, thank you so much for watching the Sloppy Joe's podcast.
Thank you ever so much.
My name has been Joe.
Has been Joe.
My name has also been Joe.
Yeah,
change
it. What? Ethan's a slag.
Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye. You're right, Joe. Sorry, Ethan's is like. Wave, Ethan.
Ethan's like.
Sorry, see you later, everyone. Bye bye.